Ryan Gradusky, GOP must stop attacking the police, focus on ending mass waves of shootings. By Robert Krajicek on June 30, 2020. Republicans should prioritize violent crime in large cities rather than police reform, said Ryan Gradusky, author of They're Not Listening: How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution, offering his comments on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Law and order is the cornerstone of prosperity, said Gradusky. You could have a nation with as much free market libertarianism as possible, but if you don't have law and order, you're not going to have any prosperity. I think it was a politician, Deborah Medina, who said one time in Texas, the greatest way to prosperity is private property ownership and the Second Amendment. That's the truth. If you cannot protect any private property, you're not going to create private property. Law and order is the one thing that unites people of different political beliefs, Gradusky added, highlighting the elections of Republican mayors Richard Reardon and Rudy Giuliani in the very liberal cities Los Angeles and New York City, respectively. Gradusky stated, Los Angeles and New York City elected Republican mayors in the wake of high crime because that's what brings people together. Crime was a winning Republican issue for decades in cities that were 7-1 and 9-1 Democrat majority. Republicans are saying, let's talk about qualified immunity and attacking the police. No, let's talk about making sure we can reduce crime again. Because we're having mass waves of shootings in almost every major American city right now. Listen. Democrats and the broader left intend to replace police departments with a woke security service sold by politically aligned billionaires, Gradusky estimated. How we got into this moment is the left's slow march through the institutions, said Gradusky. They took over everything from education to the media, but they also took over businesses. A couple of years ago, there was a real effort to seriously get woke liberals on the boards of major businesses. So now that the business community has completely capitulated to this, there's really nothing that you could look to and say, okay, this is going to stop this. Gradusky continued, there's a financial incentive for the business communities. Because when these cities start abolishing the police, they'll need some kind of protection. Who will they turn to? They'll turn to billionaires who will create a woke security service. Guarantee you, they will make money off of this. Military service and law enforcement are ladders of opportunity for low-income Americans to enter the middle class, added Gradusky. The one thing conservatives are missing in this entire argument over defunding the police is that, if you're born poor in this country, the only way to get out of that for many, many people in this country, is either two ways, the military or the police, Gradusky remarked. It is access to the middle class, and a way to have a decent standard of living that provides dignity and a middle-class lifestyle. Republicans are missing political opportunities related to the coronavirus outbreak, assessed Gradusky. Gradusky said, I think the coronavirus and subsequent economic recession could have led to a great moment for Republicans that they completely missed out on. Because when you have a time of crisis, you can actually restructure the government as FDR did in the Great Depression, as George W. Bush did after 9/11, and as Obama did after the Great Recession of 2008. A lot of people said, we need to get back to normal. But normal wasn't working, continued Gradusky. Republicans could have had a conversation about restructuring the economy to make it work for working-class people with both infrastructure, bringing home supply chains, and reducing legal immigration in a real substantive way, because that's what people want. They don't want cutting of the hair around the corners. They want a real reduction of legal immigration, probably close to 50%. President Donald Trump should defend federal monuments with the National Guard, advised Gradusky. Gradusky concluded, I don't know how much the president can do over the mayors and the governors. What I would suggest that he should do, just to change the news cycle, is either bring the National Guard or the Marines around every federal monument in this country and just station them there. It's not impossible. We know where they are. They're in six places. They're not moving. Take 2,000 or 3,000 troops out of Germany and put them around our federal monuments. It's not that hard, and just the presence of troops alone would scare off most protesters. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.